At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back in to the final hour of the Midday Show. Abe in for Andy alongside Randy McMichael today. Reminder, Duke Sabel going to be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, and at 2:40, AA Alex Anthopoulos is going to join them for an interview and discussion. Going on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, FIFA World Cup, and if you're ready for that global soccer showdown, your chance to see football legends collide. The best clubs in the world right here in Atlanta. You can enter to win tickets and witness soccer history. Go to 929thegame.com and enter now, or get your 2025 FIFA Club World Cup tickets at fifa.com/tickets. A couple of things before we get into the biggest story of the day, the Atlanta Braves sweep and hoping they can stay hot tonight. You mentioned you were getting some new suitcase.
Yes.
New luggage.
Yes.
And it made me think, because I just ordered a new suitcase myself. It's not really a new one, but right. It's the same one.
Right.
I do this all the time.
Right.
When I'm done with one, I go new same. But same.
I'm always the same. Unless
okay.
I'm 100% because the bag that she doesn't like, I had it before, but the wheel had got. We were on vacation or something, and one of the wheels got broken, and so. Usually when I'm in the airport, I have my headphones on, so I don't hear nothing.
Oh, it starts making.
And I'm talking about, Abe, it was so damn loud when I was pulling out. You could hear me coming from way down the terminal. And so she would tap me. She's like, do you not hear that? I was like, no, I got my headphones on. But then it got annoying. So I got the same exact bag. And it's not a carry-on, but it can be a carry-on because it's a book bag, but it's a roll bag book bag.
Yeah.
And so I can fit everything in there. Her biggest thing, because obviously we and my wife were going on a trip tomorrow, is that I have a wife that buys new clothes for every vacation.
Ooh, yeah. No.
And she gets mad because I wear the same thing every vacation.
Yeah, yeah. You know I actually saying? Did just buy yeah, some new yeah. suit. What are those called? Swimsuits?
Whatever. Yeah. No, do not call as a man. Do not call it no damn swimsuit.
What are those called?
Swim trunks. Suits? Swim trunks.
Why am I having swim trunks?
You don't wear no swimsuit?
I have a mental block when I normally
wear,
call these.
Men wear.
I think I just call them bathing suit, right? Is that a weird? Am I?
I say swim trunks.
Okay, swimming trunks.
I ain't never said nothing about bathing unless I'm bathing.
I think I've called them bathing suits. I don't know why I'm.
You call yourself like my daughters have bathing suits.
That's a word.
My boys
right?
have swim trunks.
I'm blanking on what I call these right now. I have no idea. I don't know why that's a problem. Anyways,
you call them board shorts.
I think board shorts are a specific type of swim trunks, yeah. Right? With no liners and, you know, I don't know. I thought there's rules. There's rules to board shorts.
I think there
are. I don't know.
But you were searching for what you call
I don't
them.
Know why. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't wear no bathing suit.
That's definitely what I call them. That's definitely what I call them. since you mentioned that you're going away, yeah. Have you packed yet?
No.
I figured not. No. Are you how early before a trip do you pack? You're not going to pack that morning.
No, I'm a night before, but okay. I mean, I already know what I'm taking.
Do you have a checklist, like a written out list?
No.
Okay.
Who does that?
People do it.
People have a list of what do you need? What do you need when you're going?
Just so you don't forget. I'm very good with the mentally.
Well, I will never forget it. I don't forget nothing. If you need it, you buy it.
That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, if you need it, you just buy it down there.
I have a process when I pack.
As far as?
When I'm packing clothes, I have a process. I have to go head to toe, or really from toe to head.
What the hell are you talking about?
I start your socks first.
Start by packing socks and shoes.
What do I need socks for?
Oh, I wear socks on vacation.
What do you need socks for?
To wear.
Like if you're going to the tropics and all those different things, like warm climate things, what do you need socks for?
I wear socks with tennis shoes.
I don't wear tennis shoes. No. I wear flip flops everywhere.
Well, but if I'm having a dinner and then going to the casino.
You got dress flip flops.
Sure.
You got your nice slide.
The socks are not the issue here.
Yeah.
But I do socks and shoes, then I do underwear, regular shorts, and then nicer.
What do you need drawers for? You're going tropical. All right. Well, all you need is shorts, tank tops, three pair of nice linen pants.
I'm not free ranging in jeans at the casino.
You don't need no damn jeans.
I like to wear jeans at the casino.
Three pair of linen pants, two button up shirts, short sleeve button up shirts, and one long sleeve button up shirt. And that's it. And I got two pair of slides that I wear, how the grown men wear the slide, the nice slides with the linen pants look and everything like that. Got the shorts. That's all
Randy,
you need. You don't need no drawers.
Look at me.
You don't need no socks. And you don't
think
need
I'm
no
wearing
tissues.
Slides and linen pants? Look at me. What are we talking about here? Anyways, I pack from specific body parts up. And then I go recount in my head. But you know what? I don't forget stuff. I'm very, very detailed. It's just all in my head. That's all. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The Atlanta Braves get a sweep. They look to stay hot. That is our biggest story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain. Bow!
Line drive out into left center. Olsen is going to be waved home. Here's a throw from Taylor. Safe! He snuck the hand in there.
Boy, I'll tell you what was kind of funny is... What was it? When Matt Olson slid into home the other night.
who slides
were
funnier?
Were you thinking the same thing I was?
Who slides funnier? Well, there's nobody that slides more funny than Marcell Ozuna. But Austin Riley and Matt Olson, when they're sliding, and they always use their hand a lot when they're going across home plate, it looks so uncomfortable. It really, really does.
I think this was on the Ozuna basis clearing that Olson came all the way around and they sent him and all that. To tie the game, maybe I'm blanking, but whenever Olsen slid into home and got the hand in there, it was just like one of those, is this guy the slowest baseball player alive right now?
He's not.
But
he's
it's like,
not.
I was in my head, I was like, this can't be a play at the plate.
Who do you think wins the race, Marcell Ozuna or Matt Olsen?
Ozuna.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
It's tough.
I think Olsen runs hard and is at that speed.
He's a big dude. He's a big, heavy
I think
foot
he's,
dude.
But
yeah.
I'm saying I think he's trying to run fast, and that's his speed. Yeah. I don't think Ozuna's trying to run fast that often. And I'm fine with that. I'm not going to sit here and be like, he doesn't sprint to first. Like, that's not my point. I'm just saying. Not a lot of team speed, some of these guys. But it was a big win.
Yes.
It was a big win. The series. Not just last night. Not just Strider. The whole series was important, but at the same time, I'm trying to remind myself, because you know how it is, right? Everything's doom and gloom, and then there's the one bright spot, and people can kind of flip way to the other extreme.
Right.
We're not going to do that here. It's three games. We focused on 13. We can't throw the party after three.
Right. I have no doubt about that. I'm going to enjoy the fact that they obviously beating the Mets is always good. But we labeled it before the season. I mean, before this series, it was the most important series, the biggest series of the season so far. And they did excellent.
What they needed to do.
They passed the test. Yeah. They not only won, they swept this, and they all played well. And I think the biggest thing that we didn't see that we saw this series was the consistent clutch hitting. The consistent clutch hitting.
At times, one thing. Took a while to get to that
still,
one. But you finally,
still,
at some point, yeah.
In a three-game period, because they have been good enough to win series but trick off one of the games in the series. And that's what I was thinking about yesterday. They went ahead and they took care of business, and now you're in a situation where don't lose the credit that you got by going down today and tricking off a game against the sorry-ass Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins, whatever you want to call them.
And here's the thing. Like, as much pressure and stress as we kind of placed on this series against the Mets.
It should be the same to me. I don't care.
I think it should be more against the Marlins. You were at home. You had your rotation set, all of that. This is a Braves team, Randy, that is 12-24 on the road this season. So while winning three games at home is nice, you're not going anywhere in the division or in the wild card if you don't improve by leaps and bounds on the road. And again, within the midst of this 13-game stretch, your next seven games, three against the Marlins and then four against the Mets, are on the road. And you can't play 33, you know, winning percentage ball on the road. You have to win more of these games. And so that starts tonight. Didier Fuentes against Jason Junk. Grant Holmes and Yuri Perez on Saturday, and Bryce Elder and Sandy Alcantara, I believe, is the pitching matchup, but some of that could be changed as we move through the weekend. 13 games, you're 3-0 right now. I think you got to get to, at worst, 6-4 in your next game.
Why 6-4?
As opposed to 5-5?
That's too close to 5-5.
No,
let's look for 8-2.
Eight and two gets you 11-2.
Yeah.
And that would be great. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. I mean, I understand where they're going and all those different things. Again, they got to go to a four game set up in New York City. Got the Phillies, but if you take care of these games right here,
agreed. Yeah.
That's the thing about it. You got to take care. You can't afford. Obviously, you can't afford. You don't need to lose any of these games
right.
in Miami. Period. They're not good. They're not good.
Even the current matchup for Miami probably on Sunday with Alcantara.
Alcantara's awesome.
He's been a lot better recently.
Man is awesome. Win 1-0.
Well, it's Bryce Elder.
Win 2-1. Win 2-1.
I guess my point is, like, I'm sitting here saying you have to now still go 6-4 even after winning the first three. Let's forget the sweep. Let's go back to What would the series start? Tuesday? Let's go back to Tuesday. If I had sat here and said that the Braves are going to go 9-4 in this stretch, I think we all would have taken that, right?
Yes.
I think that's probably where I'm still at. I'm still looking at it as like, man, if you could go 9-4, you really feel good about it. If you're in that 8-5 or less, it starts to be like, would you pick up one game? You went through this whole stretch and picked up one game. And so that's why, to me, I'm still putting a little bit of pressure on the Braves, and rightfully so. You got to be better on the road.
Yes.
It's going to make or break this season.
I agree. But with that being said, when you're on the road against teams like
teams you need to beat.
Yeah. You need to go and take
care. I had this stat yesterday, too. Braves have a winning record against the NL East. Braves have a winning record against the NL Central. Braves have a winning record in interleague play, 8-20 against the NL West.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to this point right now, that is your season.
Yes.
That is why you are what you are. Now, what it sets up is the opportunity for the Braves to do what they have done, not necessarily the last 2 years, but in previous years, which is absolutely run the NL East heads up.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had years where they were like, I mean, I think I saw it on Twitter the other day, they're like 22-10 or something in their last 30-something games against they got a great record against the Mets.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I mean, but that guy, they had, and that's the crazy thing coming into the series. I saw that same stat, their record against the Mets.
Yeah.
Over how many games span. But that's cool and all. And this season, you can't afford to lose all the good work that you put together because right. They're still in a damn hole.
And that's why.
They're still in this hole.
That's why even going 3-0 against the Mets, I'm still like, you still got to go nine. Like, yes. Yeah, you still got to go at worst 6-4 because anything less than that, and it feels like you are putting back in. And that was the other thing. This Braves season has had some successful runs. The difference is the runs when you're not winning has been so bad, it's canceled them out. You can't cancel that out. All right, NBA. Finals, Game 7. I want to talk about that. A couple other NBA stories as well, and a suggestion on a new finals format, which is really an old one. We'll talk about that as well. It's the Midday Show. Abe in for Andy alongside Randy McMichael, Bo Johnson on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whoa, whoa!
Welcome back in. Final hour of the midday show here on a Friday. Getting you set for the weekend with a Funk Friday. This hour of the midday show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Hold on, Bo. Bo, hold on. It's Friday. Yeah, it is Funk Friday. It's also number two, right? Am I looking at that smile over there?
I have some questions for you.
And it second date night.
Yes, it
tonight,
is.
Tonight, right?
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah, it's second date. Well, damn, the NBA final. Whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
I have some questions.
And we're going to get to it. We're going to take the whole segment up. But, yeah, it's second date night.
With yes. You.
What is her name so we ain't got to call her old girl?
I still haven't talked to her about, like, dates being content for the show. So I don't want to use a real name.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, I don't want to mess that up or like that. Yeah, I don't want to mess that up. So yeah. I just call her old girl.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, old girl. So it's second date tonight, right?
Yeah.
Everything's set.
Yeah.
What that mean?
I mean, we picked a place in
okay,
a time.
Yeah,
do we need more than that?
Okay, is second date meet still or you pick her up?
No, I think we're still meeting.
Okay, all right. So you're not going to pick her up and everything like that in the whip. All right, so.
The whip.
You mean
my dog hair infested car?
I'm not going to ask where y'all going because I don't want nobody to pop up and all that crap.
It's just a small bar.
Okay.
All hopefully right. Quieter.
Okay.
It's pretty close to my house.
So right. At a table with dinner, not at the bar, right?
Probably a booth based on the layout of the bar.
Do not sit at the bar with Abe.
No.
You can start at the bar, have a cocktail, then move to dinner.
No, I just start at the booth.
Because
I'll probably get there first.
Okay, you don't want to be sitting at the bar. She walks in and you're at the bar drinking. I understand. Wait
three
for her.
Three drinks in front
exactly.
of me
already. Okay, okay. Then you're going to wait for her to come over. You're going to wait for her. Bye, 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 bye. All right, so it's a nice venue.
Where
y'all can sit down and talk.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
You sure ain't no karaoke or no nothing there.
Hey, man.
It's y'all two just talking.
I thought last time it'd be pretty quiet Tuesday and there was music bingo.
But you got the Friday night date, so that's the most important thing.
I think I know the answer to this already.
Oh, God.
And I think you're going to yell at me for
I would never yell at you.
Asking it.
I would never yell at you.
How do we feel about the use of gift cards during a date?
Hold on. You going to give her one?
No, to help pay. I've played trivia at this venue
before. Whoa. All right, so. Let me get this straight.
We won.
Okay, y'all won trivia at this place.
Yeah.
So they know you at this place?
Probably not. Okay. I've only been there once or twice.
All right, okay. So you take your young ladies out here, and you got a gift card from this place.
$30 in winnings, Randy.
And you want to pay with that?
Depending on how much we eat and drink, why not?
Okay. Money's money. Payment is payment. Just make sure she doesn't see it. Okay.
Yeah, just don't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, don't make a big deal out of it. Don't be like, I got this gift card. No, don't do that.
I got this gift card, and that's why we came here.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's going to sound like.
Just whenever you go to pay, take your debit card, credit card, and the gift card. Just nonchalantly, just put them in there like it's not a big deal and hand it to the server. Yes. Just don't make a big deal.
Should I get there early, give the gift card to the server?
You got to make sure because you don't want her to overhear that you got the gift card. So you got to find a way.
Just pull it out your pocket and pay with it.
Honestly, I'm probably not going to even bring it.
Don't do it. How about that? $30.
But
you got a full-time job, Abe, and you got no kids. You got a dog, but you got no kids.
I did realize I had gift cards. I was like, huh.
No, don't do that, Abe.
I know there's always been like this big debate about like, is it okay to use gift cards on a date?
I think it's okay.
Here's where I stand on it. I'm paying for the whole date. Like, we're not splitting. Like, I'm going to pick up the tab.
There you go.
That's what I do.
There you go. That's what he does. Right?
How it comes out of my, you know, financials.
But technically, the gift card is a gift. Right? It's a winning. It's not actually, you didn't actually, well, you didn't
All right, look,
you
they call it a gift card, Randy. It was a prize.
Okay, same
for
thing.
Trivia
same,
dominance,
same
all right?
Thing. Okay. How about, okay, I tell you what. You want a third date, tell her that. You don't want a third date, you tell her that right there. Just like you just told me. It's a prize for trivia dominance. I bet she won't call you again.
What if she likes trivia? You don't know. She might go home and watch Jeopardy.
There's nothing wrong with liking trivia. But how you just said that, you're not getting another date, Abe.
I said date at 7:30 or 8. She said 8. Maybe it's because she wanted to stay home and watch Jeopardy before she comes. We don't know.
Get out of that thought process, son.
I'm just saying.
She was like, maybe might want to get a little bit extra for you. I don't know. But do not tell her.
You don't want it to,
gift card at trivia at the place that we're at.
No,
it's going to look like you only took her there because you got the gift card from
me. That's going to make you look frugal.
You're going to look, yeah, dog.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
it. Where are we going next time, Abe? Where else you got a gift card from, Abe?
Mellow Mushroom's not
don't
exactly
no,
a date
don't
place.
Ever take no date at Mellow Mushroom, all right?
That's
Mellow
not like
Mushroom
a date.
Is great.
Date. That's
love Mellow
when
Mushroom.
You guys are already together
yes,
and you just go grab
yes,
lunch
yes,
real
yes.
quick.
Mellow, no. Yes, yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Mellow Mushroom is awesome.
When no, it's not a date spot.
Yes, when y'all are together.
Fun date spot.
Yeah, fun date spot. When you're like 19, 20.
Well, that could be a date if you were going out to play like mini golf or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, don't do that. But okay, so you got your. Do not send us a picture, okay?
Oh, I'm gonna.
Do not send us a.
Put your phone on. Do not disturb earlier, Randy.
Do not send us a fit check picture, Abe.
I won't.
Don't send us a fit check picture.
I'm gonna tweet it,
but
and tag you.
There you. Hey, that's fine. I just knew that.
Put up a survey with it.
Yeah, but no.
Friday night fashion.
But this is, I mean,
would you take me home in this outfit?
A Friday night date. We know that you're a slow mover. There's nothing ever wrong with that. Are you going in for the sugar tonight, though?
Probably not, but we'll see how it goes. It depends how long the date lasts, what the vibe is, how many I've had.
I would think the more you have, the more you try to go get that.
Look, this one's easier than walking her to her door because you're not picking her up. All you're doing is going to walk her out to her car. There's no more appropriate way.
She's not driving.
Why?
Are you thinking she's going to Uber?
That was the plan, at least for me.
Oh, you're going to Uber there?
Yeah.
Okay. That was so responsible because y'all had some drinks. You said she was a little light.
The whole thing was that date one, we both had a limit because we both drove. It was a Tuesday night. We weren't going to get after it.
This wasn't pre-established, was it?
Hold on. Y'all are both Ubering tonight?
I don't know if she is or not.
Oh. If y'all are both Ubering, it's sugar night. That means she's going to get a couple of them damn fuzzy navels in the dog.
There might be a, hey, you want to split an Uber?
I know.
Back to your place.
Dude, it might be that tonight. Hey. I'm not putting it out there like that because
yeah. But I mean, we'll see.
If she's Ubering and you're Ubering, buddy. Tonight might be,
I might be going home in an Uber XL.
You got to make sure she gets, because you said she's not a big drinker, right?
Well, I do think she likes to drink. I think she's a lightweight.
A lightweight, okay. So,
which, by the way, I don't want a girl that can tank more than I can.
I understand that. No, I'm not.
Because I can drink.
Not many men do. But, like. If she takes the Uber, Abe, you might get that sugar, man.
I don't think it's about that.
You might get that sugar. We're trying to stir you away from your, and it's off, and it's awesome that you are a slow moving, take your time guy. That's great. There's not a lot like you in this world. But
but
if it's Uber bar Friday night, like, I don't know, maybe. Again, I've been out dating scene for a long time, so I don't know if this still works. Like, my whole move used to be, like, the hug, rub, middle back, and, like, graze cheek.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing that. I'm absolutely not doing that.
All right.
Today's day and age?
I said, I ain't been out in these streets like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man.
So, I don't know. You get the hug. Like,
it sounds like you get some papers delivered the next day.
Y'all are on a date,
y'all
though.
On a
like,
date,
some
though. Of this is I'm at not some telling point. You the damn two hand grip, Abe.
Like, some of this is understood at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I agree.
I call it the dust off the.
You have a name for it.
Yeah.
It's a finishing move.
I call it the dust off the cheek.
Like, he's got a WWE finishing move.
You got like she
for
has
days.
Like you know how you have dust on your shoulder. You just like raise it. Just raise the side cheek.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, good luck tonight, Abe. All right. Good luck tonight. Look forward to the info that you indulge in all those everything. NBA finals.
Well, you won't find out about it.
I know I'll find out about
it. I'm not going to text you. You're going to be gone
I appreciate
next week.
Too. But
so.
Yeah, well, got, because I won't be here. And you won't, and the game will be over by Monday. We'll have an NBA champion by Monday. Damn, I don't want to pick Indiana.
I still don't have confidence
I don't want to pick Indiana. And the only reason I don't
You sound like there's hesitation. Like, was there a butt coming?
Yes.
What's the butt?
But the Thunder are at home. And the Thunder don't lose back-to-back. And they have this approach.
Well, all this is for the same purpose.
Yes.
I thought there was a but about you maybe having to kind of get towards Indiana.
But I'm going to go Indiana, though.
Why? Nonsense.
I know it is.
Nonsense. What's wrong with you?
I know it is. I'm going to go Indiana. And I'm kind of hedging a little bit because I think OKC blows them out if OKC wins.
Okay.
If it's close.
Right.
I like Indiana. I like Indiana in this game if it's close. The biggest thing for me is, will Halliburton hold up? Because he's got to play.
Yeah.
He's got to play. Now, being the Game 3 Halley in New York City and all those different things, he won't get to that because he's not healthy enough to get to that. But he's got to play. He's got to play. The role players, if the role players for Indiana play like they played, even if Caruso and those dudes have good games in OKC.
Sure.
If Indiana's role players play the way they played, Indiana wins the game.
If Obi Toppin hits six threes and hits 20 points and Neb Hart's got 17 other things, like, yeah.
Yes.
I tend to agree with you. I've made the argument the entire series, Randy. It's tough for me to go away from it now. I just think the role players for Indiana are going to disappear the same way OKC's did. I think OKC runs away with it. I think they really ramp up that defense. Mm-hmm. I am worried again about Halley. They won real bad game of the calf, one pretty good game of the calf. If he falls somewhere in the middle of those two, that's a problem for Indy. They need him to be as good, if not better. Miles Turner can't disappear again.
You mentioned him earlier.
He had like 3 points.
But you mentioned him if he plays well.
He goes through it. Randy, you watch the Pacers for 50 games. He's going to have like 7 random games where he's like 6 of 8 from 3.
Okay.
If
Miles
Turner, we've seen Okongwu here like randomly being like, oh, that guy has 4 threes tonight.
If Miles Turner hits 6 of 8 threes, they're taking home the championship.
He only had 3 points.
But I understand this though. Don't be surprised if Indiana wins. Don't be.
I won't.
Don't be.
But the discussions, and this is probably why you're glad you're gone. The discussions that we have to have about why OKC couldn't win it.
Oh God. Yeah, I'm glad I'm gone.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, God, is Shea's legacy damaged?
Well, that's their discussion on the TV. That's not what we're talking about. But there are a couple things. All right, midday AMA coming your way. If you want to ask me or give me some suggestions for date number 2 tonight, feel free. Any other question you want to get in, any topic, you got Bo here, you got Randy here. Let's fill up the phone lines. 404-726-0929. For the midday AMA. It's up next. Final segment on a Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the McDay AMA. Old high school classmate of mine, coach there at Dunwoody High School, Montez hit me up and says, "Nah, man, no gift card."
Yeah,
he says no way.
Thank you.
I get it. I
know.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
What if she would be impressed that I was able to win gift cards and trivia?
That could be it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
we'll have to find out a different night.
Yeah,
though.
But if you do win it, give it to her.
No, we don't have trivia tonight.
Oh,
I'm not talking about if I already have these.
I know that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All right, we get things started here on a Friday AMA. Reese is in Knoxville. What's up, Reese?
Hey, it's not really a question. It's a statement. Man, you're giving off 40-year-old virgin vibes. You better listen to Randy McMichael on this one.
But
just listen to him and go with it, man.
I just appreciate it, Reese. He's a slow starter. He takes it slow. We understand that. We have more fun than anything. One thing I'm not trying to do is get Abe a drink thrown in Abe's face, because then we've completely failed. All right.
If I get a drink thrown in my face, but I bought it, I'm paying with the gift card.
That makes sense.
Because she's not going to be there anymore.
Yeah, she's going to be gone.
Then I'll just pay her the gift card.
she's going to be gone. Yeah, she's going to be gone. But if you do that, yeah, she's going to be gone.
I think we'll be all right. Chris is in Riverdale. What's up, Chris?
Hey,
how we doing?
Look at that woman. You look at that young lady and say, won't he take a gift card?
No.
But, question for Randy. They talk about it in baseball all the time, but I've never heard it in football. What's the craziest, most superstitious thing that you've heard a player do or say with regards to their performance?
Oh, my goodness. Appreciate it. Dude, there's... Like, all athletes have superstition. Like, I had a certain way that I wanted, or a certain ankle to be taped at a different time. But I did have a teammate. No, I'll tell you one thing. And I don't want to say it was stupid. It was good luck. If you ever go look back, look at Matt Stinchcomb. Matt Stinchcomb, when he was at Georgia, he wore this damn black wristband. And I'm talking about it was the raggediest, stinkiest ever. And so, I mean, it was worn. And I remember my main man, his brother, John wore it too, and you look at it, like, John would have it in his Ziploc bag because it was worn so long it ripped up and washed so much. And now I remember that was a tradition that the Stinchcombs had. But I had a teammate who used to wear the same Shimble shirt, and I'm talking about didn't wash it.
So that's the thing I was going to get at.
Didn't wash it. It would smell like straight trash. But he was only wearing it on game day.
There's the premise of, like, a superstition of wearing the same clothes.
Yes.
Wearing the same clothes is fine.
Yes.
Not washing it because of a good performance is where I start to draw the line.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, man, what are we doing?
Just really, really smell bad.
Nat is in Marietta. What's going on, Nat?
Hey, guys. I want to get back to the swimsuit issue. Okay. I agree with Randy, by the way. I'm a Southern black man. We don't sunbathe.
No.
So call it a bathing suit. But bathing for what? The hot sun? It makes no sense to me. But a swimsuit for your daughter, yes, or whatever is fine.
Yes.
I have no problem with that. But a bathing suit? Why is my black daughter out here in the sunshine laying on a quilt or something by the pool and getting, quote, tanned? She's already tanned. I mean, come on, guys. And I agree with Randy. I'm a Southerner. I'm a black man. And we call them swim trunks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I've always called. I've always called them swim trunks. Never called them bathing suit unless I was talking or referring to my daughters. People like sun. My wife knows this. I'll be outside, but I don't sit directly in sun. I put me umbrella, trees, something. I mean, yeah.
Just so we're clear, I looked at my actual order. They are called swim trunks.
Yes.
On the order form.
All right. So. That's Jimmy. That's the only thing.
Curtis is in Snellville. What's going on, Curtis?
What's going on, guys? Question for Randy. Randy, which one of your sons got your athletic gene?
I'm sorry?
Which one of your sons got your athletic gene?
Oh, man. I think Isaiah got my athletic gene. He just didn't get my height.
That might be a TBD.
He got my height. Samson's about ready to hurt some people like that. But I'm just telling you, when we do like we do agilities and stuff at the house, and our 3-year-old dude, it's crazy. I'm just watching him go through this agility ladder and watching him just like it's bah, 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 bah. His feet are so fast through it. Now he's 3, so it could be just whatever. But yeah, but like Isaiah got like all my natural athleticism. He just didn't get in my size.
Well, I mean, look, Isaiah's a D1 college athlete.
Yeah, but But he's got, if Isaiah had my size.
Right.
With his athleticism there, because he ain't listening now. He might be a little bit more purely athletic than me.
Right.
He might be a little purely athletic. But Samson is going to be big as me, but Bash is like, I'm telling you, that dude, it's amazing watching him go through the ladders and the hurdles and stuff that we go through.
Yeah.
Little man be getting it.
Where's Nico rank on the athletic scale?
I don't know. Nico, I got to see him this morning. She dropped him off at the center. Luckily, Ms. Libby's nephew and Samson were there to help her lift that big-ass dog up. So, but he, like, Abe, you seen our fence. Like, he's literally almost jumping over it.
Is he jump or you mean like pulling up on
it? No, he's tall enough.
Yeah.
But, like, when the neighbor's dogs are out there, you can see him, he's running and jumping. And, like, damn, they're about to clear this fence.
Yeah, when Chipper was young, we had a problem. Because she could really die.
Yeah, he's getting up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, all right.
I feel that. Adam is in Watkinsville. What's up, Adam?
What's up, y'all?
How we doing?
Hey, I heard y'all talking about the R&B Top 75 earlier. And I know Andy isn't there, but Randy, where do you think, or Bo, or hey, where do you think Harry and Lane's going to come in on that list? And who they going to push out?
I'm telling you right now, I think we can get top 40. I mean, we can do Ashanti. We can do it. We get us a fire-ass beat. We can do all that. You know, I wanted to ask you, was Ray Charles on that list?
He was. Yeah. He was further down in the top 20.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Maybe 14 or 50, yeah, whatever it was.
I love me some damn Ray Charles. But, I mean, because obviously you got to have talent, musical talent and those things. But, I mean, you get a 5 beat with it.
Microphone, it's auto-tuned.
And microphone, you know what I mean? Auto-tuned. You got some hits.
Quality processor.
You got some hits.
Production.
You got some hits.
Will is in Atlanta. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm relieved to know that I'm not the only one out here buying the same thing over and over because my wife gives me crap about that. But is there anything
same
that y'all
new,
buy?
Baby.
Yeah, right? I bought the same pair of shoes like 20 times in a row.
Dude,
but is there anything y'all buy?
Hey, bro, hey, Doc, I got a pair of pool shoes on, right, that I wear that my wife absolutely hates. I've had 4 pair of these, the same color. All right, so hey, I'm with it. If it works, I'm rocking with it.
Yeah. So beyond the pool shoes, is there anything y'all buy consistently?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely interested in like running shoes, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll burn through them in terms of their use,
right?
And I will wait until I find like a deal or a sale, and then buy like 3 pair.
Yeah.
Or depending on which shoes and how long they'll last, my distance shoes will last longer than my regular everyday running shoes. So, like, I'll buy, like, two or three pair at a time if I find a sale.
But that, yeah, that's the only thing I buy, these kind of shoes. This is the only thing I will buy in bulk. And then, y'all remember I went through that hoodie phase that I went and got all of those hoodies at one time.
Yeah, I don't. I don't wear hoodies ever.
Yeah, but they're the UV weight, the UV rate hoodies.
Oh, sun. Yeah, UPF.
Yeah, I would have got a bunch of those. Yeah, right. I would have got a bunch of those.
Connor is in Powder Springs. What's going on, Connor?
Yes, sir. Abe.
Yeah.
I love Second Date. Don't bring that. Gift card. And also, Randy, if Andy was here, I miss that, man, wouldn't he say, going back to the socks, well, it's my Birkenstocks. Does Andy wear...
Oh, okay.
Does Andy wear socks with his Birkenstocks?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He does a proud. He's a proud Birk wearer and a proud sock and Birkenstock wearer. That's my man's style right there. I'm just saying, like, on vacation, there's certain, like, I don't ever wear shoes. Only time I wear shoes or socks or anything is when it's cold where we go. Like, we go over to Colorado, we went to Iceland, no thing. When we're somewhere tropical or, like, all the way in the Philippines, I don't ever wear shoes. I don't ever wear socks.
I get that. Yeah. That's your fashion choice. My fashion choice on a cruise at night is, you know, I'll shower before dinner, and then for dinner I'll put on jeans and a nicer shirt. I'll wear shoes.
I can't regular shoes. Remember the last time I wore jeans? Like, even when we go on the cruises and everything, I wear linen pants.
I wore jeans Friday to Father's Day.
I went. There was a pack on Amazon. It got like five pair of linen pants for like $60. I went and got all five of them. Now, that was like 5 years ago. I still rock them to this day. And it got every color. It got tan, light tan. I got a pair of white pair, black pair, and a blue pair. Bam. All right? And I'm good. I'm squared away, dog.
I can't sit at a blackjack table wearing linen pants.
Why you can't?
You know that. It's not me.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
Not me. I can't
On a cruise ship?
On a cruise ship?
For me, though, that's not my fashion.
Only time I wear pants is dinner. That's it. I wear pants in the dinner time. Like, and obviously she likes to go, and she knows this. She gets three, like, fancy dinners a trip with me.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Other than that, you leave me alone.
It takes a lot for me to convince myself I look good in something.
Oh, yeah.
Jeans and a button down, I can talk myself into it. Yeah. I'd never tell myself I look good wearing linen pants.
Okay.
It wouldn't. Not for me.
Vibe, man. You got to feel it.
I know. Yeah, and I'm not telling my vibe. Brian is in Lithonia. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. I'm a big Outkast fan. So when I hear you guys intro, I love it, but I see you guys took that out. I don't know why. I want to know what happened to that.
You know what? I don't ever listen to it really that much. But we had to make it shorter. Yeah, this new clock that we have, we had to shorten it. Mike, that was one of the things that
the Outkast is still in there.
The Outkast is in there.
The only reason why we didn't ride the bed today is because of Funk Friday.
My second
question, real quick: if you guys had to pick one guest to sit with your show the whole time, who would you pick? They have to be alive.
Oh, one guest? Oh man. These are my listener guests?
I think it just means like anyone that we could have as a guest for 3 hours.
Oh, man. I would love Mark Schlereth. Hell yeah. To sit in one day with Schlereth for 3 hours, that would be great.
If he was willing to speak and be personable and all that, I think either Tiger or Michael Jordan.
Okay, and you always hear rumors. I mean, you talk about this all the time. Like when people throw out numbers of salary and everything like that, they're talking about Michael Jordan's salary for this NBC thing.
Well, I haven't seen it.
They were talking about like
$40 million or something?
Yeah, like there's no freaking way.
Maybe the life of the contract.
Maybe, but there's no freaking way you're giving.
He's not making like Brady for NFL money.
No, there's no way you're giving Michael Jordan money to say the roof is a ceiling.
Real quick, final one. Brian is in Duluth. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys, I have a two-parter. Abe, are you expecting the date to start with a hug tonight?
Ah, yeah, nice question.
Probably, yes.
Okay, because that means she kind of thought about you, missed you, and all that stuff. Okay.
Okay, then take Randy's advice. Skip the booth. and do what's called Kino Escalate. Touch the small of the back when you pull her chair out
yes,
for her.
Thank you.
She makes something, you know, makes a funny joke, casually touch the forearm, and then you're building towards progress there.
My man.
Randy, I was at physical therapy yesterday. My physical therapy is a middle-aged black man. I'm a middle-aged white man. And there was a 65-year-old guy in there working out in a Carl Kanai t-shirt and FUBU tennis shoes. And I made the joke that he's appropriating my physical therapist culture on Juneteenth.
Hey, man.
And he just, he was dying.
Carl
so, does that bother you when you see a white guy wearing FUBU or getting a little too into the soul fashion? Thank you.
Oh, no. I don't, you know what? One thing that does not offend me is people's fashion choices. Believe me, especially in this era and this
unless
time.
Unless it's me wearing socks on vacation.
I don't have one. One thing about me, if you have an attire, I will judge you by your attire by either you're a dumbass or it's funny. That's how I view it like that. Hey, small of the back, the forearm rub. Maybe touch your hand. If her hand is on the table, maybe you just inch, and then touch the fingertips, man.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll feel it out. All right, let's get to takeaways.
My takeaway is that I shouldn't have this vision in my mind, but I'm thinking
Abe and Lennon. Yeah, I can see where that was headed.
Abe and Lennon, yeah. That's not a good look.
Michael was R&B before Split Face Michael.
Yes.
Then he was pop. Hey, and Rainer Michael thinks he's slick. You going to be out of town all next week?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
You had to get that bottle post-birthday.
I got you, man.
You got me. I got a reminder set on my phone and everything.
I know.
Wait, hold up.
Yes, I will be out. Yes.
If I'm going to sing it, I'm going to sing it how it is. Baby boy, you stay on my mind.
There we go, dog. You got to say, old girl, don't you know?
Randy, it's been a great week.
Hey, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, my boy. Yeah, appreciate you, my boy, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all be easy, have fun, and stay. Hey, as Sandy always says, be nice to each other.
All right, Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks Buckhead coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.